Welcome to the podcast.
Boy, hello there.
So this is just going to be a little short intro before we get to the actual podcast episode. So me and John had this idea, or actually I had this idea. So we're going to, last year we did a podcast episode on Christmas.
Yes, we did.
Yeah. So we watched Violent Night. We watched that again this year.
Yep.
But
Along with Fat Man.
But yes, this year we watched Fat Man. But what we're going to be doing with this podcast episode is, Mitchell's going to be in this too, but we're going to talk about those two movies. We're going to have some, we're going to have some fun jokes. We're going to have a good time talking about those two movies for a little bit. But then me and John, we were like, you know what? We're going to fucking learn about Christmas, learn about the history of it. It's not, it's, and by no means is a very concrete history on it. But it's kind of the thing of me dogging on Christmas again. I'm going to be basically playing this character, shitting on Christmas.
If you don't, if you weren't there for that last Christmas, go watch that episode.
Go listen to it. But we're going to be doing that. But Mitchell is unaware we are doing this. So we're just going to kind of like, at some point during the, when we're talking about Fat Man, we're just going to kind of, me and John are just going to switch gears and we're just going to start talking about pagans and shit. So, this is the intro. Have fun. Listen to it. And maybe, hopefully Mitchell reacts. If not, well, this intro was for nothing.
We're hoping to just confuse the shit out of him.
Pretty much. Like, I wish we had a camera that we could do for this.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I don't know if he might not even react that
He
hard.
Might not. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
I hope he gets at least confused.
Have we talked about this in front of him at all?
No.
Researching Santa?
No.
We haven't?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. But, yeah, this is the intro for this episode, and this probably will end up being one of the longest episodes we record. So, good luck. And here's the rest of the episode.
Take a photo.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Mary!
Christmas. Had a little lamb.
Merry New Year, Merry Holidays, Happy New Year,
Merry Halloween,
Merry Halloween, Merry Easter, everybody,
Merry
me, Merry, Mary had a little lamb. She did.
Yeah, so I've
this,
heard.
Tis the season. The season's upon us.
Oh,
what
I,
is the season?
Can I get a proper hoe for me?
Oh!
Hey,
let's go. You're a whore.
Oh!
So, welcome. Last year we had a Christmas episode. This year, Christmas episode.
Next year,
Christmas episode. The year after, Christmas episode. Forever, Christmas episode. Maybe.
We're going to record all of them right now.
But
so
for,
just post.
Yeah, we're going to record every Christmas episode today. And just, actually, we're going to talk about all of the same things every single year. And we're going to release the same episode every single year.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, how Christmas music is in the malls and everything.
How
like
do
that. And all the retail stores. And how you make money. But you know what? People are going to get sick of that after a while. We're just going to do it. We're going to hop on the Christmas train while we can and celebrate it, because that's what America is about, is celebrating Christmas. We're going to celebrate Christmas with you all today. But actually...
So get ready for a fine time.
Be ready for a fine-tuning, very exploitive episode of Christmas, because, God damn it, I love Christmas so much that we're making... all of the episodes today, all of them, it's going to be the same fucking thing. Just remember that. But without...
so enjoy.
Jokes aside, or are they jokes? I don't really know yet. We're going to talk about Violent Night. We did that last year, but I took some notes this year. We saw it in theaters, so I'm not going to add too much on Violent Night. But we're going to talk about Violent Night. And then we're going to talk about another movie that we watched... we did a double feature this year, fellas. Now, didn't we?
They're very similar movies. One was shitty and one was good.
Yeah. We watched Fat Man, which I have thoughts on that movie. We'll talk about that for a little bit. And then there's a nice little segue that we'll take with the Fat Man thing. Well,
yeah.
Oh!
You'll see.
Oh! I mean, they already know, but
someone doesn't know. We did the
intro. Anyway, Violent Night, it's a fun action movie. It's a good Christmas. It has that Christmassy vibe. But I don't know if I mentioned this in the first one, but just like Christmas, you're going to be getting presents that you forget about literally the next year. So you'll forget about this. Just kind of like how I forgot about what I said about Violent Night last year. But I probably mentioned him being an alcoholic in the first episode of Christmas, but you open the movie and you see him being this alcoholic Santa, and I'm like, me too, man, me too. This season drives me nuts too. Thank you, dear Jesus Lord, or dear Santa, I guess in this case. Thank you for showing that this spirit is kind of how we all feel during this time of year. But you see him being an alcoholic, and he's just like, I'm done being Santa. This is my last year.
Children kind suck of like, nowadays.
Kind of like yeah. him just shadowing that he's probably going to kill himself. I don't know. That's how I take it.
Pretty much implies that.
Yeah. And then I don't remember if we talked about this either, but I noticed the family that in the house.
Is this your keychain?
It is. No, that's my bottle opener.
Hey, you better put it on your keychain, sons of bitch.
But the family dynamic is just shit. They're a bunch of fucking assholes, and they all deserve, like, punches in the face.
I do love the grandmother.
The grandma/mom.
Her intro is so hilarious.
I wrote down this one quote that she had. She was talking on the phone with this one person, and she was pissed at him. She's like, don't shit my mouth and call it chocolate cake. And I'm like, oh, hey, thank you, Grandma.
I'm going to remember that one forever.
I know. Like, after that, I was like, okay, we're good. I fucking love you. Please marry me. Actually, don't, because you're a crusty old grandma who's a cunt.
She's rich. Actually,
you know, I think the holiday season turns people into cunts. I'm not going to lie.
She's always a cunt. You can tell she's always a cunt.
John, I think we can talk about that a little bit later, the season turning. Turning people into cunts.
Yes, we shall.
Is that like every day?
I mean, I'm a cunt, but well, that's enough. That's for a whole different podcast episode.
You fucking cunt.
But Violent Night, it's just. I remember I talked about the action a lot. It's just so good. It's so good. It's beautiful. It's honestly one of the best choreographed movies of last year.
The whole movie just flows so nicely,
and it was so good. Batman, however, the choreography in that movie was not very good.
That's about right.
But
there wasn't even much fighting in that
movie. At the end of the day, Violent Night's a good movie. Fat Man, on the other hand, I don't know. I don't know how I felt about it.
I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
there you go. But we open up this movie with... how did this movie start? I don't
Fat
remember.
Man?
Yeah, how did this start?
Oh. It started out with
that little kid. There's a bunch of random stuff happening at the start. Like the dude sold the guy the old Christmas present that was from Santa.
The kid
lost the science tournament. Then you see Fat Man shooting some cans. You see
pretty
all sorts
much.
Of stuff. And you don't really know what's going
Santa's
on.
Santa's a badass.
Kind of.
Though he's not fat in this movie.
Yeah, he's
which
not
I
that
don't
fat.
Really get. He doesn't fit the holidays.
He probably weighs like 230.
And that's not fat.
That's not fat.
That's not fat.
For how big he was, probably like 5'11", 6 foot, and 220, 230.
Yeah. But yeah, this movie kind of starts with, you see this hitman too, and you're like, okay, what is this fucking dude doing here? Like, well, what's going on? Walter Goggins is the guy playing the hitman, and he's a phenomenal actor. But you see him, and you're like, okay, why are you here? And then you see this kid
Yeah.
Being like, I'm going to win this science project, and I'm going to be, I'm awesome. I have never failed in my life. And then he gets the runner-up ribbon, and he's like, fuck this little girl. And then he hires this hitman, I guess, to torture this kid into giving him that blue ribbon.
Well, he kidnaps her and brings her to his house, and then the little kid is like touching electrical pieces together, like shocking.
And he's like, don't make me do this. Yeah. This is going to be painful for you.
He's like, you're going to go to school and tell them that
you cheated
or something like that.
And this scene is probably the funniest scene of the movie. Like, it's fucking atrocious. It's kind of bad. This movie is pretty bad. But that was the funniest scene of the movie. Because after he does that, she's like, yes, I'm going to do it. He has a sandwich in his hand. And then he just takes a bite out of it. Like, yeah, I'm the boss, motherfucker. And then he walks away. And it's the funniest fucking thing. You just see this kid. He's just like, I am now Santa Claus. And then I'm walking away.
We all laughed at that.
But then at one point, like, he writes a letter to Santa. And then I don't know what.
Yeah.
Why does he get pissed at Santa? I don't remember. Because
he gave him coal.
Because he gave him coal.
Yeah.
So then,
this
hitman that you see him hire to torture this girl, he's like, hitman, can you help find Santa and kill him? Please and thank you. Merry New Year's. Thank you. And then you're just sitting there like, okay, so now a hitman's going to kill Santa. And then the rest of the movie is just Walter Goggins trying to find Santa to kill him.
This is why I started paying attention, because nothing really happened the rest of the movie until like then. As far as I like, maybe a little something happened.
There was a few things that happened here and there, but most of it was just like Walter Goggins looking for Santa, and then Santa basically training for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't think he's even aware that people are that this hitman's after him until late in the movie, and you're just like,
Oh, also, Santa's government funded. He's funded by the U.S. government.
He has the fucking military coming, like, helping him in his, like, fucking... I wanted to call it a dojo just there. Like, he's some kung fu master.
They're like, you didn't
deliver
enough presents.
Yeah, that scene
last
was pretty
Christmas.
Bad.
Like, you just see the military, like, Santa. They went, like, I don't know if the microphone got that. But
no.
They tap him on the shoulder and they're like, "We got you, Sans. Like, you're gonna be A-okay." Cool.
But the amount of money they gets is based on how many presents he delivers, and now there's too many naughty kids, and so he isn't delivering as many presents, so he's not getting enough money to make more presents. So they're pretty much fucking him over.
They're fucking or Santa's been fucking people over for so many years,
and
they're like, "Oh shit, maybe this isn't a good thing." Santa's really creepy or really greedy. Not in this movie, but just in general. It's really creepy and really greedy, I think. But, John, what are you doing?
Working my forearms.
He's working his forearms. He looks like a very interesting
those little stupid vice
fella.
Grips you got there? What is that?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see,
200
pounds.
I have not actually
seen
just
watched a movie. Was that this movie?
That was
where
Batman
Santa,
where Santa...
Yeah, Santa has
Santa
these
has one. He's like squeezing it.
He's like,
this is like,
I'm
what?
So
this
strong.
Is how like mad you are in the movie. It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah. So
cool?
I took notes for Violent Night. I didn't take any notes for this.
I didn't even know
Batman.
You took notes, period.
I did like early on in Batman and then Batman and Violent Night, and then just kind of didn't for Batman. Because I was like, there's no fucking point.
Nope.
Mel Gibson. How about Mel Gibson as fucking Santa?
I mean,
he's fine in the movie.
I'll say this. I do like the idea of something different. I know it's like, you know, we all get the same Santa.
I love the premise of this, but the execution is dodgy.
That's kind of a way to think about it, yeah. Right. I just think that when I see the Santa, like the cover poster, I thought it'd be like, you know, the cover poster. Fuck that.
I thought Santa
cover,
would be
the cover, the cover disc for that. Yeah, that's basically pretty much what I thought. Because the cover of this, didn't it show like a dead body on it or something?
I think, I can't remember.
Because the cover, it showed like he was like killing people, like kind of like what Violent Night brought pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, I thought it was pretty epic.
I don't think his was the worst Santa. I really don't. I feel that.
No, he's not a bad Santa like Billy Bob Thornton. Bad Santa.
Except that.
Am I right? Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, it is an interesting movie, yeah.
If you watch any fucking Christmas movie, watch fucking Bad Santa.
I was bleeding there.
Skip on Batman.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I thought it was pretty interesting. I didn't think, like I said, it wasn't my favorite movie, favorite Christmas movie of all time. I just thought it was
Violent
something.
Night.
No.
I know that's, it isn't, but it's Violent Night.
Yeah, I was going to say.
For the sake of this
if
podcast,
you're talking about with a Santa, then maybe I'll say Violent Night.
But honestly, I
can make an argument, maybe Bad. Well, not even Bad. There was one other one I can't think of. But anyway,
maybe,
I think.
Well, you know what? Maybe we can argue this. Finish your thought. Let's argue the best Christmas movie, okay?
No, I don't want to do
yes,
that.
Yes, we do.
We
have fucking time!
I do not.
We have fucking time!
I do not have
time. We have time. Me and John are going to make this podcast a fucking long podcast without you.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck!
Because I need to go.
I don't care! You can leave. You can get the fuck out.
What time do you got to leave?
Yeah, what time do you have? How much time do you have?
What time do we got? 1:25. I got to be in the shower at 2.
Okay.
Then I have to go to my doctor's
appointment. We have time. We have a little time. So
little, okay.
I'm going to let you finish your thoughts.
Well, okay. What do you want? What was the question
so,
again?
Okay, so you were talking about this, the Fat Man.
Yeah.
It's like how it tries something different. You can finish that thought. And then we're going to go into like what the pinnacle Christmas movie is for you.
Yeah, I think this Fat... Should I say Fat Man or
yeah,
Santa?
Yeah, just say Fat Man.
I'll
just
say this.
Because that's what he is. He's not fat in this movie, though.
It's just Fat Man.
We talked about that, but...
I mean...
It's atrocious. You should really, really think about your life.
They
makers.
Were...
So chubby.
Rethink it. You need to make... If you make a movie called Fat Man, make him a fat man.
Slightly overweight man.
There was a... I think there was the bio. It had an interesting term to call the Santa. Rowdy, unorthodox Santa Claus. I honestly could see it. The reason is because it makes me think of, you know, I told you how much I love John Moxley.
Yes.
I think of Dean Ambrose when I see this guy. Nope. This is the Dean Ambrose. Like, Dean Ambrose is not, like, I don't mean to talk wrestling with you, but, like, Dean Ambrose is a comedy and he's a hardcore guy. I feel like this is kind of like a certain way of him, but it's not fully Dean Ambrose. Like, there's a difference between this guy and obviously
Ambrose.
I just feel this guy, like, he's kind of I would maybe say unorthodox is kind of a proper word. I don't think I really hate this idea of this film. It's just, like you say, it's poorly executed. That was you said?
Yeah, poorly executed.
Yeah, I don't hate, like, the idea. It's just, like, there's so many things they could do better.
I mean,
and
they could use a whole other thing than a kid getting mad at Santa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It, like, that was kind of an interesting twist in
is.
A way. But it's, like you say, it's all, like, all over the place. If this, and I also saw what this movie came out in 2020.
I think so.
Maybe that's another fault to that. You could probably put a claim to that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, for what we got, what are you going to do?
Exactly.
And I don't hate this movie. You said you gave it a 5.
4.
Oh, 5. Okay.
Mine's like a 5.
I'll give it a 5, like maybe close to 6 if we can make an argument continuing to.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't say, like I said, I won't say it's the worst thing because, like, so there could be a lot of other films.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I probably would rather watch this over Elf. I know that's a hot topic.
I would watch this over Elf.
I don't like.
I hate that.
I'll watch.
So much.
My sister.
Do you want me to shit on Elf? I think.
My sister's boyfriend bought me it. I'll probably watch it that one time if it's on that list. On the list.
Okay.
I have to watch.
You can watch it together.
One time.
Once.
That's
but
it.
That's it. I don't want.
I
watch
it
movie again.
Unless I am like not forcefully, but if it's just like there on occasion, then I'll watch it.
If Elf is your favorite Christmas movie, go to a psych ward, please.
Yeah. Sorry, Trinity.
Sorry,
I don't know if I've seen Elf.
Good.
Watch Step Brothers.
We're gonna force you to watch. I would rather watch Step Brothers
here's an elf,
than
yeah.
Elf. I'm not a fan of Step Brothers either, but much rather watch that than Elf.
I love
One,
Step Brothers.
Elf is a Christmas movie, which is just a dumb fucking thing you could do. 2, Will Ferrell's not that funny 95% of the time. Most of his movies fucking suck.
Most of them, yeah.
3, Fat Man, Mel Gibson playing fucking Santa. That's the premise is better than anything you could do inside of Elf.
Yeah.
But anyway, the tangent. Again, done. What are your top tier Christmas movies in your mind?
Top tier for me, both first two Home Alone movies, by there's no question.
Right.
I know you can make an argument that the first one's better, second one's better than the first, whatever. I think they're both equally good personally. Maybe with a little difference. I really think this movie doesn't get enough credit. The Polar Express. Personal opinion, I just feel that
Polar Express is pretty creepy, what do you think?
It is creepy. I don't disagree. I don't disagree with it.
And then you add the animation in that's like
It's
like very rapey vibes.
Yeah,
like
pretty weird, isn't it? I think I like it because it was something different at the time. I know, like I said, I don't disagree with you at all. I just think it's also too the work they did into this film. Because how many characters does Tom Hanks play in this movie?
He plays a lot. It
like
17. Reminds me of the stupid fucking Jim Carrey Christmas Carol.
Oh yeah,
movie.
Except you know, different.
He plays like I think 9 different characters in that Christmas Carol movie.
Yeah.
Actors, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
whether it's Christmas movies or not, just stop playing multiple characters. You play 2 characters, but once you do 20 of them, it's like buying Christmas gifts for people.
Are you
buy 20 of them, just stop.
Are you talking about voice characters?
Yeah.
Or okay, I was going to say that. I don't know if actual
it's
characters.
Odd,
that'd be I need to see that film. I need to see the next Adam Sandler film.
Yeah,
they make that movie. You know, I don't know, like I said, it's been around forever too. I remember
been around forever too.
Well, more fair enough.
I'm immortal. I'm like Santa Claus,
except rape. I'm kidding. Anyway,
Jesus Christ.
What was I just saying? The thermal. Oh, I don't know. It's just been always the film for me growing up too. And like I said, points accounted. Just I don't think I ever. It doesn't get enough credit. Deserves, in my opinion. I just feel that it's one of those movies that people should recognize too.
People
and I know
really
it's
shit on that movie too, and think unfairly at some
fairly
point.
Yeah, and you like you said, your points are not wrong. I feel like it doesn't, it's like the underrated one on my list.
Agreed.
And then the last film, obviously, I think Die Hard. It's just so stupid. But
I love the debate of whether it's a Christmas movie or not. Like, I think we did talk I don't really care if it is a Christmas movie or not. I'll watch it every Christmas.
The same when I read these arguments, you know, I compare it to, you know, like how Iron Man 3 is not a Christmas movie. It is a Christmas movie. It's the same same.
It's funny. Like I truly don't think it's a Christmas movie, Die Hard or Iron Man 3.
I think,
but it's
Christmas
placed on Christmas Day.
It counts.
Fun, and it's fun to fucking argue with people who are like, "This is not a Christmas movie." It's better than any other fucking Christmas movie that you could list off.
Well, the other thing is, isn't like dates on the timeline, it's around Christmas too for both days too?
Yeah.
My food.
I think they were released.
Don't
know when these movies were released either, so that kind of plays into if they're actually Christmas movies. If they were released in like November, December.
I'm just saying if it's like you have it around the same timeline and you expect not to be snow, but you expect like all these holidays aspects to it's like I don't know how much evidence you can prove that it is.
Also, filmmakers need to realize that once they make it and once it's released, it's the audience to decide what kind of movie it is. So,
I don't know. It just all the aspects too that you add into it too. It just kind of it makes me hard to believe that isn't a Christmas movie. I know there's debates about it, but for me, I just think that it's a hard debate for both Die Hard.
It's a very big debate, and
I
love Die Hard, and
I don't mind Iron Man 3. Those people that hate it, whatever,
Iron
man.
Iron Man 3 is a good movie.
It's good. It's better than Thor Dark World by far, and then probably Captain Marvel, but we don't need to talk about that.
We don't need to.
But yeah, I'd just say those 4 at the bat. And then if you want to put an honorable mention on my list, I'd maybe say – I'm doing this by Mount Rushmore, by the way. The top 4, then honorable mention. If I had to put an honorable mention, maybe I'd say I don't know if I'd pick Violent Night. But – oh, no, probably Daddy's Home 2. You ever see that film? That is so –
I saw it?
That one, Mel Gibson, he's like – that's probably one of my favorite.
Mel Gibson in another Christmas movie. What the fuck?
Except this one is more hilarious because
he's the dad's
play.
I love – you know, that's another thing we should talk about one day. Daddy's Home, the Will Ferrell – That's what I was going to say. Those movies don't get enough credit for Will Ferrell because I don't think they're actually that bad. Have you ever seen the first one?
I've seen the first one.
You've seen the second one?
I haven't seen
the second they're one. Comedy stupid. They're one of his better films.
Yeah.
And like people have told me so many good reviews, but I've read online, and it doesn't get enough credit deserved. So I'm going to put Daddy's Home 2 there, probably. Right. Either that or maybe if you want to make a debate about Violent Night.
But okay.
Like cool, I said, cool. Those are mine. I got to go flip my food for a minute. You
do what you got to do.
Yeah. Okay. John, so we were talking about, remember one plot point in Fat Man?
Yeah.
We're talking about kind of the Santa not making enough gifts.
Oh, yeah, because they're naughty children.
I think this is a perfect segue into our segment
of kids being too greedy.
Kids being too greedy.
Christmas being commercialized.
Christmas being commercialized and Christmas just being kind of a dumb fucking thing. But, yeah.
See, I don't agree with Christmas being dumb.
I agree with gifts
being commercialized and that sort of
thing. But I don't think necessarily Christmas, but the way people treat Christmas.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about...
I thought we were talking about movies.
Here's a fucking surprise for you, motherfucker.
What? What's happening?
Exactly. What's happening? So, me and John have been doing a little research.
Okay.
So this next section of the podcast, which is, I don't know how fucking long this is going to take, which is why I was making the jokes like, you could get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start talking about the commercialization of Christmas and how it's kind of stupid.
I agree.
How people treat Christmas and how Christmas in general as a whole is stupid.
Yeah.
But we're going to trace back the history and like where some of these ideas actually came from and how fucking cool they were compared to what we see today.
Okay.
So here's a surprise for you. This is what we're going to talk about now.
Cool.
So yeah.
I don't know.
You guys didn't
get a turn?
Exactly.
We
recorded this whole intro saying, Mitchell doesn't know anything about this.
Sure.
And
I probably will agree with
your
shit.
I had this idea where I'm like, you know what? It'd be kind of fucking cool to like dig into like the history of Santa Claus and shit like that and like Christmas and stuff.
Okay.
While also kind of shit talking the commercialization of Christmas.
I'm down for that.
So
I don't like
perfect. This is fucking amazing.
Half
this
them are
is
terrible.
A lot smoother. Well, not smoother, but this, I like this.
Actually,
you have a folder, so this is perfect because I took a lot of fucking notes for this shit too.
Take a photo.
Oh, Mary!
Christmas had a little lamb.
Merry New Year, Merry Holidays, Happy New Year.
Merry Halloween.
Merry Halloween. Merry Easter, everybody. Mary had a little lamb, she did.
That's so I've
this,
heard.
Tis the season. The season's upon us.
Oh,
what is the season?
Can I get a proper hoe for me?
Hey, let's go. You're a whore.
Oh.
So, welcome. Last year we had a Christmas episode. This year, Christmas episode.
Next year,
Christmas episode. The year after, Christmas episode. Forever, Christmas episode. Maybe.
We're going to record all of them right now.
We're going to record every Christmas episode today and just actually we're going to talk about all of the same things every single year and we're going to release the same episode every single year.
Yeah.
Just like you know how Christmas music is in the malls and everything like
how
that.
Do these ladies
and all the retail
water.
Stores and how you make money. But you know what? People are going to get sick of that after a while. We're just going to do it. We're going to hop on the Christmas train while we can celebrate it because that's what America is about. Is celebrating Christmas. We're going to celebrate Christmas with you all today. But actually...
So get ready for a fine time.
Be ready for a fine-tuning
very exploitive episode of Christmas because, God damn it, I love Christmas so much that we're making all of the episodes today. All of them. It's going to be the same fucking thing. Just remember that. But without...
So enjoy.
Jokes aside, or are they jokes? I don't really know yet. We're going to talk about Violent Night. We did that last year, but I took some notes this year. We saw it in theaters, so I'm not going to add too much on Violent Night. But we're going to talk about Violent Night. And then we're going to talk about another movie that we watched. We did a double feature this year, fellas. Now, didn't we?
They're very similar movies. One was shitty and one was good.
Yeah. We watched Fat Man, which I have thoughts on that movie. We'll talk about that for a little bit. And then there's a nice little segue that we'll take with the Fat Man thing. Well,
yeah.
Ho!
You'll see.
Ho! I mean, they already know, but
oh yeah, that's right. We did.
Anyway, Violent Night. It's a fun action movie. It's a good Christmas. It has that Christmassy vibe. But I don't know if I mentioned this in the first one, but just like Christmas, you're going to be getting presents that you forget about literally the next year. So you'll forget about this. I like just kind of like how I forgot about what I said about Violent Night last year. But I probably mentioned him being an alcoholic in the first episode of Christmas. But you open the movie and you see him being this alcoholic Santa, and I'm like, me too, man, me too. This season drives me nuts too. Thank you, dear Jesus Lord, or dear Santa, I guess in this case. Thank you for showing that this spirit is kind of how we all feel during this time of year. But you see him being an alcoholic, and he's just like, I'm done being Santa. This is my last year.
Children
kind
suck
of like,
nowadays.
Kind of like
yeah.
him just shadowing that he's probably going to kill himself. I don't know. That's how I
pretty,
take it.
Pretty much, he pretty much implies that.
Yeah. And then I don't remember if we talked about this either, but I noticed the family that in the house.
Is this your keychain?
It is. No, that's my bottle opener.
Hey, you better put it on your keychain, sons of bitch.
But the family dynamic is just shit. They're a bunch of fucking assholes, and they all deserve like punches in the face.
I love the grandma
right
there.
The grandma
yeah, slash mom.
Her
intro is so hilarious.
I wrote down this one quote that she had. She was talking on the phone with this one person, and
oh,
she was pissed at him. She's like, don't shit my mouth and call it chocolate cake. And I'm like, oh, hey, thank you, Grandma.
I don't remember that one forever.
I know. Like, after that, I was like, okay, we're good. I fucking love you. Please marry me. Actually, don't, because you're a crusty old grandma who's a cunt.
She's rich. Actually,
you know, I think
anymore.
The holiday season turns people into cunts. I'm not going to lie.
She's always a cunt. You can tell she's always a cunt.
John, I think we can talk about that a little bit later, the season turning people into cunts.
Yes, we shall.
Is that like every day?
I mean, I'm a cunt, but, well, that's another, that's for a whole different podcast episode, I
you
think.
Fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt. But Violent Night,
sure.
It's just... I remember I talked about the action a lot. It's just
so
good.
Good.
It's so good. It's so
it's
good.
So good.
It's beautiful. It's honestly one of the best choreographed movies of last year.
The whole movie just flows so nicely.
And it was so good. Fat Man, however, the choreography in that movie was not very good.
Sounds about right.
But
there wasn't even much fighting
in
that movie.
At the end of the day, Violent Night's a good movie. Fat Man, on the other hand, I don't know.
I
don't know how I felt about
it. I'd give it a 4 out of 10.
there you go. But we open up this movie with... how did this movie start? I don't
remember. Fat
Man? Yeah, how did this start?
It started out with
that little kid.
There's
yeah.
like a bunch of random stuff happening at the start. Like the dude sold the guy the old Christmas present that was from Santa.
The kid
lost the science tournament. Then you see Fat Man shooting some cans. You see
pretty
all sorts
much.
Of stuff, and you don't really know what's going
Santa's
on.
Santa's a badass.
kind of.
Though he's not fat in this movie.
Yeah, he's
which
not
I
that
don't
fat.
Really get. He doesn't fit the holidays.
He probably weighs like 230.
And that's not fat.
That's not fat.
That's not fat.
For how big like, yeah, he was probably like 5'11", 6 foot, and 220,
230. Yeah. But yeah, this movie kind of starts with, you see this hitman too, and you're like, okay, what is this fucking dude doing here? Like, well, what's going on? Walter Goggins is the guy playing the hitman, and he's a phenomenal actor. But you see him, and you're like, okay, why are you here? And then you see this kid.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to win this science project, and I'm going to be, I'm awesome. I have never failed in my life. And then he gets the runner-up ribbon, and he's like, fuck this little girl. And then he hires this hitman, I guess, to torture this kid into giving him
her.
That blue ribbon.
Well, he kidnaps her and brings her to his house, and then the little kid is like touching electrical pieces together, like shocking.
And he's like,
threatening.
Don't make me do this.
Yeah.
This is going to be painful
he's
for
like,
you.
He's like, you're going to go to school and tell them that
you cheated
or something like that.
Yeah.
And this scene is probably the funniest scene of the movie. Like,
yeah.
It's fucking atrocious. It's kind of bad. This movie is pretty bad. But that was the funniest scene of the movie. Because after he does that, she's like, yes, I'm going to do it. He has a sandwich in his hand. And then he just takes a bite out of it. Like, yeah, I'm the boss, motherfucker. And then he walks away. And it's the funniest fucking thing. You just see this kid. He's just like, I am now Santa Claus, and then I'm walking away.
We all laughed at that.
But then at one point, like he writes a letter to Santa, and then I don't know what.
Yeah.
Why does he get pissed at Santa? I don't remember.
He gave him coal.
Because he gave him coal.
Yeah.
So then, this
hitman
that you see him hire to torture this girl, he's like, hitman, can you help find Santa and kill him? Please and thank you. Merry New Year's. Thank you. And then you're just sitting there like, okay. So now a hitman's going to kill Santa. And then the rest of the movie is just Walter Goggins trying to find Santa to kill him.
And this is why I started to stop paying attention, because nothing really happened the rest of the movie until like then. As far as I like, maybe
right.
A little something happened.
There was
but
a few things that happened here and there, but most of it was just like, Walter Goggins looking for Santa, and then Santa basically training for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I don't think he's even aware that people
aware
are that this hitman's after him until late in the movie, and you're just like, oh, okay.
Oh, also, Santa's government funded. He's funded by the U.S. government.
He has the fucking military coming, like, helping him in his, like, fucking. I wanted to call it a dojo just there. Like he's some kung fu master.
They're like, you didn't.
Yeah, that scene
was
pretty
Christmas.
Bad.
Like you just see the military like Santa. They went like, I don't know if the microphone got that, but
no.
They tap him on the shoulder and they're like, "We got you, Santa. Like you're gonna be A-okay." Cool.
But the amount of money they get is based on how many presents he delivers, and now there's too many naughty kids, and so he isn't delivering as many presents, so he's not getting enough money to make more presents. So they're pretty much fucking him over.
They're fucking, Santa's been fucking people over for so many years,
and
they're like, oh shit, maybe this isn't a good thing. Santa's really creepy or really greedy. Not in this movie, but just in general. It's really creepy and really greedy, I think. But, John, what are you doing?
Working my forearms.
He's working his forearms. He looks like a very interesting.
Those little stupid vice grips you got there? What is that?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see,
200.
I have not actually
seen
it. We
just watched
one.
A movie. Was that this movie?
That was
where
Batman
Santa,
where Santa.
Yeah, Santa has
one.
He's
like squeezing it.
This
like,
is like,
I'm
what?
So
this
strong.
Is how like mad you are in the movie. It's like, motherfucker.
Yeah. So
cool?
I took notes for Violent Night. I didn't take any notes for this.
I didn't even know
Batman.
You took notes, period.
I did like early on in Batman and then Batman and Violent Night and then just kind of didn't for Batman. Because I was like, there's no fucking point.
Nope.
Mel Gibson. How about Mel Gibson as fucking Santa?
I mean,
He's fine in the movie.
I'll say this. I do like the idea of something different. I know it's like, you know, we all get the same Santa.
I love the premise of this, but the execution is dog shit.
That's kind of a way to think about it, yeah. Right. I just think that when I see the Santa, like the cover poster, I thought it'd be like, you know, the cover poster. Fuck that.
I thought Santa
cover,
would be
the cover, the cover disc for that. Yeah, that's basically pretty much what I thought. Because the cover of this, didn't it show like a dead body on it or something?
I think, I can't remember.
Because the cover, it showed like he was like killing people. Like kind of like what Violent Night brought pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it'd be pretty epic.
I don't think his was the worst Santa. I really don't.
He's not a bad Santa like Billy Bob Thornton. Bad Santa.
Except that.
Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, that is an interesting movie, yeah.
If you watch any fucking Christmas movies, watch fucking Bad Santa.
I was bleeding there.
Skip on Batman.
Oh, I mean, like I said, I thought it was pretty interesting. I didn't think, like I said, it wasn't my favorite movie, favorite Christmas movie of all time. I just thought it was something. No.
I know it isn't, but it's Violent Night.
Yeah,
for the sake of this.
If you're talking about with a Santa, then maybe I'll say Violent Night.
But honestly, I
can make an argument. Maybe Bad. Well, not even Bad. There was one other one I can't think of. But anyway,
you know what? Maybe we can argue this. Finish your thought. Let's argue the best Christmas movie, okay?
No, I don't want to do that.
Yes, we do. We have fucking time!
I do not.
We have fucking time!
I do not have
time. We have time. Me and John are going to make this podcast a fucking long podcast without you.
Okay.
I don't give a fuck!
Because I need to go.
I don't care! You can leave. You can get the fuck out.
What time do you got to leave?
Yeah, what time do you have? How much time do you have?
What time do we got? 1:25. I got to be in the shower at 2.
Okay.
Then I have to go to my doctor's.
We have a little time. So
little, okay.
I'm going to let you finish your thoughts.
Well, okay. What do you want? What was the question again?
So you were talking about this, the Fat Man.
Yeah.
It's like how it tries something different. You can finish that thought. And then we're going to go into what the pinnacle Christmas movie is for you.
Yeah. I think this Fat... Should I say Fat Man or Santa?
Yeah, just say Fat Man.
I'll say this.
Because that's what he is. He's not fat in this movie, though.
It's just Fat Man.
We already talked about that, but...
I mean...
It's atrocious. You should really, really think about your life.
They were
so chubby.
Rethink it. If you make a movie called Fat Man, make him a fat man.
There was a...
Slightly overweight man.
There was a... I think there was the bio. It had an interesting term to call the Santa. Rowdy... unorthodox Santa Claus. I honestly could see it. The reason is because it makes me think of, you know, I told you how much I love John Moxley.
Yes.
I think of Dean Ambrose when I see this guy. This is the Dean Ambrose. Like, Dean Ambrose is not, like, I don't mean to talk wrestling with you, but, like, Dean Ambrose is a comedy and he's a hardcore guy. I feel like this is kind of like a certain way of him, but it's not fully Dean Ambrose. Like, there's a difference between this guy and obviously Ambrose. I just feel this guy, like, he's kind of I would maybe say unorthodox is kind of a prop word. I don't think I really hate this idea of this film. It's just like you say, it's poorly executed. That was you said?
Yeah, poorly executed.
Yeah, I don't hate, like, the idea. It's just, like, there's so many things they could do better.
I mean,
and
they could use a whole other thing than a kid getting mad at Santa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, that was kind of an interesting twist in a way. But it's, like you say, it's all, like, all over the place. If this, and I also saw this movie came out in 2020.
I think so.
Maybe that's another fault to that. And you could probably put a claim to that, too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like I said, for what we got... What are you going to do?
Exactly.
And I don't hate this movie. You said you gave it a 5?
4.
Oh, 5. Okay.
Mine's like a 5.
I'll give it a 5, like maybe close to 6 if we can make an argument continuing to.
Yeah, yeah.
I won't say, like I said, I won't say it's the worst thing because, like, so there could be a lot of other films.
Yeah. Okay.
So, like, I probably would rather watch this over Elf. I know that's a hot topic.
I would watch this over Elf.
I don't like.
I hate that movie.
I'll watch.
So
my boy. My sister.
Do you want me to shit on Elf? I think.
My sister's boyfriend bought me it. I'll probably watch it that one time if it's on that list. On the list.
Okay.
To watch.
You can watch it together.
One time.
Once.
That's
but
it.
That's it. I don't want.
I watch
that
it
movie
unless I am like not forcefully, but if it's just like there occasionally, then I'll watch it.
If Elf is your favorite Christmas movie, go to a psych ward, please.
Yeah. Sorry, Trinity.
Sorry.
I don't know if I've seen Elf.
Good.
It's
don't.
I think I did once.
Well, watch Step Brothers.
We're gonna force you to watch. I would rather watch Step Brothers.
Here's an elf.
Than
yeah.
Elf. I'm not a fan of Step Brothers either, but
I would much rather
watch that than Elf.
I love
one,
Step Brothers.
Elf is a Christmas movie, which is just a dumb fucking thing you could do. Two, Will Ferrell's not that funny 95% of the time. Most of his movies fucking suck.
Most of them, yeah.
Three, Fat Man, Mel Gibson playing fucking Santa. That's the premise is better than anything you could do inside of Elf.
Yeah.
But anyway, the tangent. Again, done. What are your top tier Christmas movies in your mind?
Top tier for me, both first two Home Alone movies, by there's no question.
Right.
I know you can make an argument that the first one's better, second,
yes.
Second one's better than the first, whatever. I think they're both equally good personally. Maybe a little difference. I really think this movie doesn't get enough credit. The Polar Express. Personal opinion, I just feel that
Polar Express is pretty creepy, what do you think?
It is creepy. I don't disagree. I don't disagree with it.
And then you add the animation in that's like
yeah, it's
like very rapey vibes.
Yeah,
like
pretty weird, isn't it? I think I like it because it was something different at the time. I know, like I said, I don't disagree with you at all. I just think it's also too the work they did into this film. Because how many characters does Tom Hanks play in this movie?
He plays a lot. It
like
17. Reminds me of the stupid fucking Jim Carrey Christmas Carol.
Oh yeah,
movie.
Except you know, different.
He plays like I think 9 different characters in that Christmas Carol movie.
Yeah.
Actors, stop doing that.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Whether it's Christmas movies or not, just stop playing multiple characters. You play 2 characters, but once you do 20 of them, it's like buying Christmas gifts for people.
Are you talking
20 of them? Just stop.
Are you talking about voice characters
yeah.
or? Okay,
yeah.
I was gonna say that. I don't know if actual characters. That would be. I need to see that film. I need to see the next Adam Sandler film.
Yeah.
Y'all have to make that movie. You know, I don't know. Like I said, it's been around forever too. I remember
been around forever too.
Well, more fair enough.
I'm immortal. I'm like Santa Claus.
Except rape. I'm kidding. Anyway.
Jesus Christ.
What was I just saying with your mouth? Oh, I know. It's just been always the film for me growing up too. And like I said, points accounted. It doesn't get enough credit it deserves, in my opinion. I just
agree.
Feel that it's one of those movies that people should recognize too.
People
and I know
really
it's
shit on that movie too. And I
yeah.
think unfairly at some
fairly,
point.
Yeah. And you like you said, your points are not wrong. I feel like it doesn't, it's like the underrated one on my list.
Agreed.
And then the last film, obviously, I think Die Hard. It's just so stupid. But
I love the debate of whether it's a Christmas movie or not. Like
it is.
I think we did talk about this
it is.
Last year.
It is.
I don't really care if it is a Christmas
the
movie
same,
or not. I'll watch it every Christmas.
The same when I read these arguments, you know, I compare it to, you know, like how Iron Man 3 is
yeah.
not a Christmas movie. It is a Christmas
like,
movie. It's the same same.
It's funny. Like I truly don't think it's a Christmas movie. Die Hard or Iron Man 3.
I think
they're
but both
it's
Christmas
placed
Christmas.
On Christmas Day.
They
so
count,
it, and
it
it's
counts.
Fun, and it's fun to fucking argue with people who are like, this is not a Christmas movie. It's better than
dates.
Any other fucking Christmas movie that you could list off.
Well, the other thing is, isn't like dates on the timeline, it's around Christmas too for
it,
both days too?
Yeah.
That was my food.
I think they were released.
I actually don't
know when these movies were released either. So that kind of plays into if they're actually Christmas movies. If they were released in like November,
yeah.
December.
I'm just saying if it's like you have it around the same timeline and you expect not to be snow, but you expect like
but also
all these holidays aspects too. It's like, I don't know how much evidence you can prove that it isn't.
Also,
Christmas
filmmakers
movie.
Need to realize that once they make it and once it's released, it's
yeah.
the audience to decide what kind of movie
yeah.
it is. So,
I don't know. It just all the aspects too that you add into it too. It just kind of makes it hard to believe that isn't a Christmas movie. I know there's debates about it, but for me, I just think that it's a hard debate for both Die Hard.
It's a very big debate, and
I don't know.
Love Die Hard, and
I don't mind Iron Man 3. Those people that hate it, whatever,
man.
Iron
Man 3 is a good movie.
It's good. It's better than Thor: Dark World by far, and then probably Captain Marvel. But we don't need to talk about that.
We don't need to. Talk.
But yeah, I'd just say those 4 at the bat. And then if you want to put an honorable mention on my list, I'd maybe say I'm doing this by Mount Rushmore, by the way. The top four, then honorable mention. If I had to put an honorable mention, maybe I'd say I don't know if I'd pick Violent Night, but oh no, probably Daddy's Home too. You ever see that film? That is so.
I saw it.
Yeah. Mel Gibson. He's like, that's probably one of my favorite.
Mel Gibson in another Christmas movie. Dude, what the fuck?
Except this one is more hilarious because this dad's.
He's the dad's dad.
I love. You know, that's another thing we should talk about one day. Daddy's Home. The Will Ferrell. That's what I was gonna say. Those movies don't get enough credit for Will Ferrell because I don't think they're actually that bad. Have you ever seen the first one? You've seen the second one?
I haven't seen the second one. They're so comedy stupid.
They're one of his better films.
Yeah.
And like people have told me so many good reviews, but I've read online and it doesn't get enough credit deserved. So I'm gonna put Daddy's Home 2 there, probably. Right. Either that or maybe if you want to make a debate about Violent Night.
Okay.
Like cool, I said, those are mine. I gotta go flip my food for a minute.
Do what you gotta do.
Yeah. Okay. John, so we were talking about number one plot point in Fat Man.
Yeah.
We're talking about kind of the Santa not making enough gifts.
Oh, yeah. Because they're two naughty children.
I think this is a perfect segue into our segment
of kids being too greedy.
Kids being too greedy.
Christmas being commercialized.
Christmas being commercialized and Christmas just being kind of a dumb fucking thing. But, yeah.
See, I don't agree with Christmas being dumb.
I agree with gifts being commercialized
and that sort of
thing. But I don't think necessarily Christmas, but the way people treat Christmas.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Oh, we're talking about...
I thought we were talking about movies.
Here's a fucking surprise for you, motherfucker.
What? What's happening?
Exactly. What's happening? So, me and John have been doing a little research.
Okay.
So this next section of the podcast, which is, I don't know how fucking long this is going to take, which is why I was making the jokes like, you could get the fuck out.
Yeah.
So, we're going to start talking about the commercialization of Christmas and how it's kind of stupid.
I agree.
How people treat Christmas and how Christmas in general as a whole is stupid.
Yeah.
But we're going to trace back the history and like where some of these ideas actually came from and how fucking cool they were compared to what we see today.
Okay.
So here's a surprise for you. This is what we're going to talk about now.
Cool.
So yeah.
I don't know.
You guys didn't
get a turn?
Exactly.
We
recorded this whole intro saying, Mitchell doesn't know anything about this.
Sure.
And
I probably will agree with
your
shit.
I had this idea where I'm like, you know what? It'd be kind of fucking cool to like dig into like the history of Santa Claus and shit like that and like Christmas and stuff.
Okay.
While also kind of shit talking the commercialization of Christmas.
I'm down for that.
So
I don't like
perfect. This is fucking amazing.
Half
this
them
is
are
like
terrible.
A lot smoother. Well, not smoother, but this, I like this.
Actually,
you have a folder, so this is perfect because I took a lot of fucking notes for this shit too. Oh, we're back from the pee break, though I didn't need to put that in the episode, but I'm going to put it in there.
Did you have a pee break?
Yeah, because remember when I said when we make this podcast, this is going to be uncut, no editing. Well, there it is for you.
We lied.
I mean, the only thing is I just stopped recording and then continued So it's not necessarily an edit.
Yeah.
But I did like have like a sense of silence. back to what I was saying, I think we should just outright ban Christmas from the U.S. because the U.S. they're just a bunch of idiots.
Who
really needs Christmas? I don't think we need it anymore. I think it depresses people too much. This isn't a joke, but I think it depresses people too much. I think it stresses people out too much. So I think we need to go back to the party times that we did in our little history segment and get fucked up. I think we just need to throw a big old rager. Maybe don't do drugs, but
we can smoke
a little weed. We can get fucked up on champagne and wine. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
I'm probably gonna
but
get,
God
I'm
forbid.
Probably gonna drink with my
and if you ever, if you see someone in the streets just humming a Christmas tune, punch him in the fucking face for me. Because, and then you need to punch him in the face. You need to go, fuck! And then you need to go down to them, like look over their face, because when they're knocked the fuck out, you need to be like, I have the higher ground. And then, yeah, exactly. Like in fucking Star Wars, you need to be like, I have the high ground. Exactly. At this point, if you celebrate Christmas, you're just pretty much asking for a big slap in the face from... You know, it's like a pimp in like some gangster movie when he slaps this prostitute. That's what you deserve for being involved with Christmas. Like, that's what you need. You need a good slap in the face. You are the prostitute of this. You fucking are, and you cannot convince me otherwise. Do you know what prostitutes do? They try to exploit lesser people, even though they're lesser people in their own industry, because they're just trying to make ends meet, and I condemn that. You can do whatever you want to make money, but what prostitutes do is they take those less fortunate people, exploit them, and then fuck them over by charging so much money. That's what fucking Christmas is. Christmas is a prostitute. The machine we live in is you need to buy these gifts.
Listen, we're all living in a matrix here. Okay?
We are.
Gotta break the matrix by not buying gifts.
Fucking poor people are buying gifts for their kids. Literally hundreds of dollars of gifts. And then they're feeding these major companies who are, like I said, are the prostitutes. They need food, but they're going to be buying their kids fucking Christmas presents because the system we live in says, hey, we need money and you need to pay us. Most men who get prostitutes are either very lonely people and they they're very lonely people and or are maybe kind of disgusting people. And prostitutes know that. The U.S. knows that with Christmas. They know it. And they're going to exploit the fuck out of you, just like a prostitute's going to exploit a less fortunate person.
You know who probably makes a lot of money?
Who?
Prostitutes
actually probably make a lot of money.
They probably do.
Especially during the holiday season, because those don't cheat on your don't cheat on your wives' husbands. Because if you're in a bad marriage... Who goes to the prostitutes? The husbands do.
Typically.
And during the holiday season, when you're stressed the fuck out, that's probably where a lot of them are going to go, is to a goddamn prostitute. Boy, we're cracking the code here. We are cracking the fucking code. I've never thought about this. Holy shit.
The U.S.?
The U.S.?
Is a prostitute.
The U.S. is a prostitute. I mean, that's what I was trying to make, is that was the point. The Christmas is kind of a prostitute, by basically just taking, knowing that it's going to make a lot of money, but preying on the less fortunate people.
You know who really makes a lot of money?
Who?
Airplane.
The Pope?
Yeah, I make quite a bit of money.
Yeah, you do. John the Pope here.
But airplane prices are freaking high right now, and everyone's going to be flying left and right.
Yeah, imagine living in the U.S. and then you're trying to spend Christmas with someone who lives out of the country, or like even somewhere further in the country. Like, I live in Minnesota. Like, what if I wanted to go to California because someone lives in California that I want to spend time with on Christmas? You know how much higher that those prices are going to be? Just because it's the holiday season. And, I mean, just one, California, or maybe New York, because New York is a bustling place for Christmas and for, like Christmas things. Because, I mean, like, Times Square is just huge with all that stuff. They do a fucking lighting of the Christmas tree every fucking year. Like,
yeah.
Imagine how much money it would take just to get there. If this doesn't paint the picture of how much money people are making just surrounding Christmas, I don't know what will. One, going to New York is expensive anyway, but then going to New York for Christmas is probably even more money. I could probably do some research right now, but I don't feel like that.
I mean, my sister,
we've done enough research on that.
And my other sister are all flying up here for Christmas.
Okay.
Like, 'cause that's what for us, that's what Christmas is all about.
So,
spending time with family.
Spending time
so
with
just,
family.
Just that is
yes.
a lot of freaking money.
It is a lot of
just
money.
Just to see each other.
And just think about it. Like, going to New York
days,
is
really.
Probably pretty expensive anyway.
Pretty
but
freaking expensive.
It's probably $500, $600, maybe $700 more dollars just to do it during the holiday season.
Depending
because
on who you buy your ticket.
Think of the holiday season, like it's busy,
competitive
and they're
prices.
Gonna and competitive prices, and people are gonna exploit that, just kind of like the Christmas
you're pretty much
items.
For an airplane ticket.
Yeah, like you're going on a bidding war just to go see people,
just to go see your family.
Like I don't think I would just fucking drive. Like at this point, don't fucking fly. If you don't have to fly, just drive. And if you don't have like health concerns where you can't be in, like. Places for more than a few hours or something like that, a flight is fine. Do that. Fine. That's fine by me. But if you are able to drive for more 10 plus hours, you do that. Don't feed those motherfuckers the money. Don't do it.
They don't need it.
They don't need you. Or your family don't need you anymore. Don't fucking see them on Christmas. They probably hate your guts anyway.
Don't want you there.
Well, that's the other thing. It's like, sometimes family, they just hate each other's guts, but then they're like, it's Christmas season. I need to go see this family that I absolutely hate.
Family drama is freaking insane.
The same thing about Thanksgiving. I think that's more of a trope of Thanksgiving than anything is like that.
Yeah. No, was there like a meme for all the different conversations that were going to come up over Thanksgiving? It was like all political.
It's all political and like, God forbid.
Dude, and it actually all happened at my Thanksgiving.
Oh, did it really?
Annoying. Yeah.
Jesus, I bet it'll happen around Christmas too.
Probably will.
Yeah,
no,
if you speak about politics in your fucking goddamn shit like that, don't
like,
do
that's
that.
Like, what a waste
like,
of time.
The Christmas season or the holiday season is supposed to be a happy giving time. You don't need to give your family more depression because you guys don't fucking align up with each other.
Talking about politics is literally, like, I mean, sometimes it's arguing.
Talking about politics or religion in general is just fucking stupid, even though I just talked very religious for about 15 minutes.
Well, it's kind of weird how, like, when two people agree with each other on politics and they're just talking about it, they're just, like, kind of like comparing dicks, you know? It's like,
yeah, it's like,
wait,
oh,
it's like
I have this
more,
big dick. Let me shove it up
like,
your
who,
ass.
Who,
like,
who reads more news? Who knows more of these weird conspiracy theories?
And the funny thing is, most of that's probably bullshit that they're spewing out anyway.
A lot of it probably is.
Like, again.
Politics is just bullshit.
Again. And I think there's a lot of politics in the Christmas thing, too. Like, it just...
Politics,
it just feeds the system. Like you're just feeding the system by continuing on with this stupid shit.
Yeah.
Like at one point you need to just be like, you know, maybe I'm not going to celebrate Christmas this year. And I think that's probably a good idea is to not celebrate Christmas. Like you can get together with people around this time of year or even holidays around this time of year. But don't say it's for Christmas. Just say I'm spending holidays with people. Like you don't need to have that label to be like I'm spending Christmas with you, because then that adds in all the negative connotations that
like,
we've really discussed.
Like you just don't need to follow the classic.
No,
like
you
the
just
typical
you,
Christmas of buying presents. For
just spend
me and
time.
My siblings, we're not buying presents for each other.
Laugh. Have good food with each other.
Yeah.
Party hard like the Romans did.
Aye,
Captain.
Huzzah.
I think that's what you should do this coming season. A lot of jokes and a lot of shade have been thrown this way, but I truly hope like people have a good holiday season. Like, I'm sorry if I pissed you off in this episode, but these are things that are very relevant always around this time of year. Like, people get lost in the conundrum and the commotion of the holiday season and think, oh, I need to do all this stuff. But here's a reminder that you don't need to do that. Don't stress yourself the fuck out.
Do you know what happens
for something?
With me? I always get like depressed right after a holiday because it's so much fun. You're having so much good food and stuff like that. And then you like everyone leaves and you don't get to see your family again for a long time.
Exactly. Like, enjoy your time with the family.
Yeah.
Don't worry about buying gifts for people. Like,
yeah.
Don't worry about that bullshit. And if you don't want to watch a fucking Christmas movie, don't, because 99.99% of them are dog shit and kind of point out at how depressing the season is.
Watch Violent
Night. Or how depressing things are. Yeah, like, watch Violent Night. Like, I'll give you an example right now. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer is pretty fucking depressing. Like, don't watch that shit. Like, sure, the ending is kind of nice and happy and stuff, but most of that movie, you're watching an outsider being depressed because people don't like him.
Yeah.
Like, if that doesn't depress the fuck out of you, like, I don't know what does. Like, don't watch that shit. Or even It's a Wonderful Life. It's about a dude who doesn't know what the true meaning of life is.
Well, I actually like that
movie. I like that movie, too. But
that's a song that made me love the Auld Lang Syne.
Yeah, but you need to think about this for a second. Like, that movie's pretty fucking depressing.
Yeah, it's a really
you don't need
movie.
To watch
that's
more
a,
depressing seven. Movies.
It's okay, the only thing is that the ending is super happy, but the
yeah.
rest of the movie's depressing as fuck.
Yeah, and well, and I think that's the exploitation thing of being like, oh, we're going to redeem by the end of it. That's it's a classic.
Just like a good
yeah.
story. It's just like a good story.
It's a classic trope of melodrama, which
yeah.
is that's what it is. It's a melodramatic movie exploiting like feelings, like just tugging at those strings while it's doing its job well. During the holiday season, I don't really want to watch it. Same with Rudolph or even Frosty the
yeah.
Snowman. Frosty's kind of... All these things are kind of depressing. Like, the season's already depressing enough the way it is. I don't want to be depressed while watching a movie. Which is why I think Violent Night, while it does have some of those depressing things, like that first 10 minutes is pretty depressing, but the rest of the movie...
Makes it funny and cool, though. Funny and cool.
Yeah, the rest of the movie is... pretty fucking fun and
yeah.
funny and not depressing. Like, you see Santa being depressed for 15 minutes. You like how I segued this back into where we started this podcast?
Go.
Violent Night. That's pretty great. I am talented, I guess. But at the end of the day, like, that's what Violent Night is you see him depressed for 10, 15 minutes. Sure, that's depressing and all. But most of the movie, most of the runtime, you're seeing him... crush skulls.
Yeah, so like he remembers his true self by killing a bunch of people.
Yeah, he's
like, this is who I am.
Back to the pagan things. He's
yeah.
he's a fucking Viking.
He's a Norse.
And that's
warrior.
Yeah, and that's I mean that's where like
him and his buddy Skull Crusher. He's
kind of a side tangent. The Yule log comes from Vikings. People burning Yule, which is like kind of a festival or not festival, but like a spiritual thing that they did.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where I've seen that or where I've heard it, but I've heard it in a lot of places before. But that's kind of where the Yule comes from, is that. But bless you for yawning. You're welcome. You're welcome. But yeah, like that's why I think Violent Night or like movies that aren't necessarily quote unquote Christmas movies are movies that you should probably watch instead of actual Christmas movies. Like Die Hard, like we talked about earlier. You should probably watch that over any other Christmas movie. Home Alone. Technically a Christmas movie, but kind of not at the same time.
Yeah.
It
takes place on
Die Hard,
especially
Iron Man 3. Watch
yeah.
it. Watch any or watch any horror movie that's
ooh, there's that movie Krampus. I want to watch
Krampus.
That.
Yeah. That we didn't talk about Krampus too much, but I don't know. Maybe we can talk about that next year.
Yeah.
We can talk about Krampus.
We'll need to leave some stuff for next year.
Yeah.
We can talk about
Burschnickel. I can't remember. But maybe next year we'll talk about just Christmas. Maybe we'll talk about Christmas horror movies and why watching people get slaughtered during the Christmas season is a lot more
Belschnickel
is a lot more fun than watching depressing It's a Wonderful Life another year in a row. Maybe that's what we'll do with the next year's. Is we talked about commercialization and a little history. Maybe we'll talk more history once we know a little bit more, because we just did a bunch of, like, we did, like, a big overview of, like, things we've read about
by next
and
year,
stuff.
We're going to be experts.
Yeah, we'll be the
Christmas
biggest
experts.
But
we'll
this year
yeah.
I really wanted to kind of talk about the exploitation of a lot of it and how
yeah.
a lot of people are kind of hypocritical when they think about Christmas and all of this stuff, while in interjecting some jokes throughout this.
You know what people should celebrate more?
What?
The Day After Christmas.
Yes, I think
officially
Boxing Day. I think
if you're gonna go out and punch someone, do it then.
Do it then. Do it after Christmas because you're relieved that the season's over and that the most wonderful time of the year is just done. Yeah, I think that's what you should do. You should celebrate Boxing Day by punching someone in the face for celebrating any holiday surrounding Christmas.
If you're just feeling,
any holiday around this time of year. To be honest, most of them are just dumb. I'm kidding; they're not dumb, but most of these are jokes. So if you take this serious, fuck off.
Yeah, we're not actually inciting violence.
No, don't do that. Like, I kind of enjoy Christmas, but I kind of don't because I mean I'm wearing a Christmas sweater right now as we're recording this, and it's Santa and Rudolph. Arm wrestling.
Should I play a Christmas song?
So, do you want to? Yeah, maybe we'll do that for the outro.
Yes.
So John's gonna do that.
Which one should I play?
I don't know.
Joy to the World.
Yeah, Joy to the World. I think he should do that. But that's what this purpose of this episode was to bring light on that. And like I said, every year we're gonna do a Christmas episode. I think because it's fun to record for one. Two, we can interject jokes. And we can kind of tell you why Christmas kind of sucks in a lot of ways.
Dude, honestly, I haven't, like, the last, like, 4 years in a row, I haven't, like, last Christmas was really fun. But
yeah.
The 3 years before that, I didn't really enjoy Christmas.
I haven't felt the Christmas spirit,
honestly, for
probably 10 years.
Family was just split up.
Just
didn't feel any of, like, the classic Christmas spirit.
Yeah. But to kind of close out this episode, I want to bring back, because we brought up the Polar Express earlier. And Mitchell kind of talked about it, but John, what do you think about Polar Express?
I say that's probably my favorite Christmas music, movie. I love the music in it for one thing. And I think a lot of people say the animation in it is kind of creepy, but I think that it's cool. I think that the lighting in it is absolutely gorgeous. I think the cinematography is beautiful. I think that the bunch of little fun adventures that they go on, the little thrills that happen to these kids, is just so enjoyable. The magic involved.
The magic.
And personally, I kind of like that Tom Hanks voices a lot of characters.
It is
kind of
cool.
I think that's impressive.
It's impressive.
And I think that makes it feel just more like a little project that people worked on rather than a giant scoped out movie.
I get that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. And my second favorite one is the animated movie Klaus.
Klaus. The podcast we listened to was kind of based off of like a couple different things. Was it German, I think, or was it Dutch? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember. Something like that.
Yeah, because we found that out too, and we're like, oh shit, okay, that's kind
of
cool.
Maybe
we can dig into that next year too.
Yeah,
Christmas horror and then like Christmas, more Christmas horror.
Yeah, we'll just do a bunch of Christmas research.
Yeah. And I think that's a good idea, and I do want to leave this podcast saying like, have a good holiday season. Take care of yourselves. Punch people in the face for celebrating it. This was a fun episode to record. And like I said, this is probably going to be one of the longest episodes we record. I don't know how long it'll be at this point, but it's well over an hour. So we're going to do that. But John's going to play a Christmas song.
Oh, should I do All Things
at the end?
I might as well do that.
Yeah, you can do that. You can do that. And then I think I'm going to record an outro for this as well.
Okay.
But yeah, this is John playing some Christmas music right now.
I'm just getting back into trumpet, so forgive me if I mess up.
He sucks. Christmas music sucks, like, but hey.
Except for this one. This is actually a New Year's Eve song, so this one doesn't suck.
So, exactly. That's one thing. They mask, like, other winter songs and stuff like that, but with Christmas, and they're like, this is Christmas. No, it's not. This is New Year's Eve.
This is New Year's Eve. This has nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah.
At least I don't think.
Oh, boy. All aboard the trumpet train.
Thank you. okay.
Beautiful.
It's okay.
Beautiful. Thank you for listening to the podcast. This was a fun episode to record. I wanted to do this because last year we did a Christmas episode, and I was like, hey, I think we should do another one this year and kind of do it. And like I said in the intro, I wanted to play not necessarily a prank on Mitchell, but to just kind of catch him off guard and just start we were talking about the movies and then how fucking crazy we were going to go with it. That's just kind of it. And this will probably, there's one more episode coming for the podcast this year. And then probably a little more of a hiatus. Actually, maybe not the one more episode. I lied. The episode that I already recorded will be out before this, and it's called Why History Movies. You'll have listened to that. So I think this will be the last episode of the year. So thanks for listening another year, and we're taking another turn in how we record this podcast, like I've said many times before. But me and John have done a beautiful thing with this episode, I think. Yes we have. But this is one of the first episodes I took a fuck ton of notes on for this podcast outside of like the history ones I've already done. I haven't taken many notes for podcast episodes. So that's what's kind of special about this one. Even though I kind of didn't look through all of the notes I took, I just kind of went through it. So yeah. There's a few things. God, where was it? Ah, never mind. I kind of reached all the points that I wanted to make in my notes. But, yeah. 'Tis the season. Yeah, this is kind of a joke episode, kind of not.
We made a lot of good points.
But there's a lot of good points, and I think that if you're the person who is demanding to buy gifts for other people, maybe you think about it again, because you're just kind of feeding a system, like I said earlier in the episode, in a more fuck you kind of voice than anything. This is truly kind of me grasping out. I'm like, and I'm saying this more truthful, it's like, maybe rethink that, because stressing yourself out and exploiting big things is not a good thing, and it's not a thing that's going to win your kids over or win people over in your lives. Like, don't feed the system. Just be around people you truly appreciate being with. That's kind of it. Like, that's the message of this episode. You need to take that seriously, even though I am making jokes and saying kind of fuck all this stuff. It's still kind of true. You need to be weary of how you do things and how you go about the holidays this season, no matter if you're Jewish, Christian, or whatever you decide to worship. Maybe just look back and go with what your religious beliefs are, or just spend time with your family and say, fuck all the religion aspects of the holiday season. Do what you want to do. I'm not going to judge anybody on how they want to treat the holiday season, but what you need to do is just spend time with people, enjoy it, and don't rummage people with gifts. I think that's probably what you should be doing, and not that.
And if your family hates you, you buy them a lot of gifts, that's not going to help them. They'll probably make them hate you more. They'll probably just make them hate you.
Yeah, yeah. And also just listen to the podcast Your Favorite Band Sucks. Listen to that. Listen to their Christmas episodes. That's kind of another inspiration for this episode and kind of series, is that podcast. Listen to it. They make a lot of good points, and I took a lot of points from their podcast episodes, and I tried to make some of them my own thoughts, and sometimes it just doesn't come off as original, so I'm sorry for maybe some disingenuous thoughts, but I truly do believe a lot of this stuff too. And if it's just kind of repeating or regurgitating some things, so be it, whatever. Take care of yourselves this holiday season. Don't stress yourselves the fuck out. And more podcast episodes are going to be coming very, very fucking soon. And we're going to be rolling on a lot. And I do think that we will be doing Christmas episodes every year. And like I said, towards the end of the actual episode, we'll be doing some Christmas horror stuff. I think that's a fun idea, and I think I will do that. I'll probably watch some this year, actually, and then prep a lot next year for the Christmas episode by watching those. So with that said, enjoy the episode. Or I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Enjoy listening to me scream in a microphone yet again for an episode on this. And the history aspect, I did that deliberately by looking into some of the historical things of history, because I wanted to keep that theme kind of in this episode. So thank you for bearing with me on that. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Enjoy your time, and if you don't celebrate, that's good too. Just enjoy the end of the year. Party hard.